T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is JJ and Joanne, and you know how much I love treasure hunting stories. You guys know that, from the Curse of Oak Island to the lost gold of World War II and all of that stuff. We've got a local story that's really cool. A guy named Johnny Perry is the proprietor of a Macomb County jewelry shop, J&M Jewelers, and the guy's burying treasure all over the state of Michigan. He's on the line with us. Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
What in the world are you doing?
$1 million of treasures you've buried? Is that right?
That is correct.
So, is in the story that I read, it describes you as like wiping your shelves with the jewelry store clean. Are you guys not open still from the coronavirus?
Yeah, you know, we just decided just to close. You know, I wiped everything clean. I had coins, gold, bars, everything you can think of stored away in my safe for years and years and years, and decided just to bury it all across Michigan.
Okay, so walk us through this. When, like, we all can get involved in this. We can go searching for these treasures, right? How's it going to work?
Yeah, so each treasure is going to have a specific location, and if you pick... We're releasing different places where I buried the treasure. So if you select a treasure, maybe you live in Macomb County or Saginaw or somewhere, you can select that location. And I'm going to release clues on a specific date. And so everyone who has purchased a ticket, they get the clues released at the same time, and the race is on, the hunt's on.
Ooh.
And are we talking all over the state, Upper Peninsula, Mackinac, that kind of stuff, or just locally?
Absolutely.
Here in the Tri-County area?
Yep, from the bottom to over the Mackinac Bridge in the UP, correct.
All right, can people find all these clues?
I'm sorry?
Where can people find all the clues?
Well, the clues are released after I have a set date for when you purchase a ticket. I'll say, like, the first one begins August 1st. So on August 1st, everyone who purchased a ticket, they're put into a private Facebook group where I will release the clues at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, specifically for this one.
And okay, somebody buy a ticket? Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go to my website, johnnystreasurequest.com, and you get all the information there. It'll take you right to it.
$45 to get in on each treasure hunt quest. Is that right?
I was $49 for the first one. Okay. I think the next are going to be similar, maybe a little bit lower, some higher. There's going to be a grand prize towards the end, where it's going to be a very large amount of treasure.
Yeah, the extra $4, Joanne, was for the shovel needed to bury said treasure.
Yeah, so have you buried them all already, or are you doing it kind of as you go?
No, I mean, during the lockdown COVID time, I came across an article one morning. It was about a Forrest Fenn gentleman.
Yes.
who buried a chest of gold coins and for people to find it. And now to think of it, I think it was a satire article that it said it was found. I think it was on April 1st, and I just really didn't even read into it. I just saw the title. I said, oh, my God, how cool is that? You know, and my mind started moving. I said, you know, I love. I'm a metal detect. I treasure hunt myself. Always dreamed of finding treasure, and I'm like, I want to do this. I want to give people some hope. You know, there's with this COVID nonsense, you know, everyone's fear, fear, fear. You know, give someone something to look forward to. You know,
I agree. Let me ask you this, though. How hard is it going to be to find these? If you follow the clues, do you expect this to take people just a couple hours to find the treasure, or is this days it may take?
Well, I mean, fairly easy. You know, I want everyone to be able to do this, you know, even, you know, bring your kids along, whatever. You know, I'm expecting the first treasure to be under a week. Someone's going to find it. Listening to a little wit, little adventure, and someone's going to find it, yeah.
And it's johnnystreasurequest.com?
Yes, sir. Correct.
And you've hidden everything from silver bars to diamonds to all that kind of stuff?
Yep. Even, you know, wedding mounts and, anything you can think of, jewelry store, anything you would find in a high-end jewelry store.
And how many quests will there be total?
Several dozens.
Several dozens? All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to release the exact number, but there's going to be quite a few.
All right. JJ Jason, we got a quest to go on.
I think so. I'm looking for a Rolex. Am I going to find one of those out there?
maybe.
All right. Johnny, it's great. You know, you've really, this is a really fun thing to do when things have not been so fun for us for so long. So thank you for doing it.
I tell you, I had the time of my life airing it, and I would do it again. I mean, it bonded my wife and I, and it's been such an adventure just for me doing this. I love it.
Awesome. Good. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much.